Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sunny Side Up. I am your host, Jessie May, and I'm so excited to be with you this morning. It is such a sunny morning here in Venice Beach. I'm coming to you live on Women's Day, and it's a new moon, a super moon, and a solar eclipse. So the energy is wild indeed, my loves, and I'm certainly feeling it, and Mama Nature is letting us know. It has been a very interesting few days here, weather-wise and otherwise. And I'm going to be diving in fully to that today. I want to welcome all of you new listeners. This is such a beautiful space I get to share with each and every one of you every week. And it's such a joy, such a deep joy. It's kind of amazing to me that I've been doing this for over 4 years now. And I have such a beautiful tribe of listeners globally. I'm just amazed at where and how so many of you tune in, and I'm just so grateful to each and every one of you. So thank you for being here today. And whenever it is that you're tuning in, it's amazing how it will always meet you exactly where you are. And that's really the kind of space that I hold in the workshops that I do, the teachings, the groups, the retreats, the coaching, the enterprise work. I work with companies. I basically love to connect with hearts and really ultimately bringing it all back home to the heart that lives in each and every one of us. And that's what we do here, and that's what I believe is our greatest call here on the planet. And more than ever right now, there's a real call to love. There's a call to, and not the kind of Hallmark love. I'm talking about that deep, heart-fired, passionate calling that we all have within ourselves. And I know this to be true because I work with so many different kinds of people, and it just amazes me how much wisdom we all have within ourselves when we come home to our hearts. So that's what we get to jam on here. So if you're new to the show, I welcome you. It's such a deep joy and real pleasure to come home to this space with each and every one of you. And today I'm going to be opening up and really talking about honesty and how important honesty is in our lives and what honesty really is. We're going to unpack that, but I do want to share a few juicy updates, as there is a lot cooking in the land of Jessie May and Heart Rise Movement. We've got lots and lots of beautiful events and just incredible opportunities to connect. So I want to just plug in on a couple of those. Currently, we've got some really fun things happening here in Los Angeles, and I will be taking it on the road. I've got a lot of East Coasters requesting, and I've also got a global journey happening in April. So that's really exciting. On April 23rd, I'll be kicking off the four-month virtual, it's a virtual journey, but it's the visionary journey that I do, Heart Rise Visionary Journey for Women. We are almost at capacity. It's one of my greatest heart songs. It's one of my favorite experiences to share and to facilitate, to lead an incredible group of women through a four-month ride together. And it really is a ride. It is transformational. It is activational. And as one of my beautiful girls that's joining us, one of the beautiful women who's on board asked, how, you know, what is it like, or what, how is it, or what is this? And one of the first things I said, which just came through from my heart, was, it's really the program I wish that I had had 10 years ago. And it's, you know, it will support you wherever you are. That's the beauty. We have women in their 20s and their 30s and their 40s. We've even had in their 50s. And if you're wherever you are, the more important part is that you're willing and wanting and ready and you're feeling the call. You will know if this is for you. And the spirit of it really is that it allows you to come home to this knowing within, this deeper vision that lives inside each and every one of us. And doing the work that I do, coming up on 9 years now, coaching specifically, but activating and inspiring and speaking and connecting deeply with so many hearts and souls across the planet, knowing how important it is that this come first, that we're a part of something bigger than ourselves and that we bring our light and our life to that. So we get to do that. It's 8 sessions, 4 months, lots of juicy info on the website if you're interested. Check it out. Like I said, only a few spots left. It will rock your world. And I call in the best of the best, the most amazing, fun women. We have a great time. It's a real love fest. It's a charge. It's an activation. We ignite, we inspire, we have fun. And you'll come out the other side really feeling deeply energized and on purpose. So I'll leave it there. If you're interested, you can reach out directly too. I'm really hands-on and heart-on in that way. I will connect with you. I'm very blessed that I get to sort of put the group together. So I make sure we speak and connect, and most of the people I know. And if I don't, or if I've met you through a workshop, reach on out. And if you're just listening and you love what you're hearing, please, I'd love to speak with you. So that's big. April 23rd, full moon. We kick it off. We ignite. And here in the City of Angels, my loves, we have got some action happening this Sunday at the Den, Ignite Your Creative Fire, which is a little taste of the journey. So for any of you entrepreneurs, change makers, visionaries, if you just want to get juiced up and inspired, come and join us. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. I absolutely adore the Den. It's a beautiful space where I'm doing Monday nights now. We just had a gorgeous full house last night, beautiful candlelight sessions that I'm doing, Heart Rise meditation, 9 o'clock at the Den. Do come join us. For all of my WeHo peeps, we got it going on now in West Hollywood. I've moved from my cozy West Side space, and I'm doing it east of Lincoln, y'all. So come and enjoy that. Come and experience it. If you've been curious about Heart Rise, definitely worthwhile. And no offense taken if it's not your jam. We've all got our own rhythm, and that's what I facilitate. So encouraging you to come home to that. The Den is on workshop Sunday. Again, all this info is on the website. Do want to mention, though, because there's some really fun opportunities to come and experience the Heart Rise magic that is happening. Wednesday, we've got a really fun workshop all about this wisdom of heart at Wanderlust, which I'm incredibly excited about. I've got a lot of fun collaborations happening with Wanderlust Hollywood. Woo woo! Beautiful space here. And I'm super excited about that. So that'll be at 7 o'clock on the 16th. Come and experience that. If you're interested to learn more about Heart Rise, it is a rhythm, it is a method that I teach and I facilitate. You'll get a live experience of it. There will be part talk, part workshop, part share, and experience. So it's really going to be a powerful night, beautiful space, great peeps coming. Come check it out, 7 p.m. on the 16th. Powwow is in the house. If you guys have not been to a powwow, this is a deeply exciting experience. I can't even put into words. The powwow rocks. It's one of my faves. It's a real celebration, a la Jessie Mae, for any of you who know me. We throw it down. We have fun. It's a powwow, which really, in its essence, is a celebration. It's a coming together. It's a form of modern-day ritual ceremony, if you will, where we gather and we come together to celebrate and honor each other. Each month, I honor and celebrate different amazing entrepreneurs, change makers, visionaries, leading with brave heart. So if you are one of those or inspired to step into that within your own life, or you know of one that you want to share with us, we have a few visionary speakers each month that I get into juicy convo with. We've always got yummy treats. We transform this amazing space at One Roof into an enchanted garden, tribal-esque. Literally, all my fashion days come in with mood boards, and we've got decor and vibes that we bring. We've got a whole amazing crew, a Heart Rise crew, that come in and transform the space. It takes us hours to totally decorate it and bring it to this incredible heart-powered energy and aliveness. It is not to be missed. Very special night, once a month, and it's happening on the 17th. Come on out and join us. Men are welcome too. We had lots of men in the house last month, so don't be shy. It's definitely a goddess energy, but there, and when I say that, I mean there's a lot of beautiful heart energy and feminine energy, but that's what we're being called to empower and to enhearten, as I love to say, and to live into, to step into, as both men and women. So it's a gorgeous space where you'll feel safe, you'll feel held, you'll have fun, you will get nourished inside out, and we like to play. We have fun. So do come check that out. Okay, that's a good little wrap on some of the big things going on. There's also, I'll be sharing more about it, but I've got a Malibu event at Safari, which I love, in Malibu, Safari Outpost. Check it out. Info will be going up, but most of it's on my calendar. That'll be on the 25th. Another incredible creative workshop at Wanderlust end of month, and lots more. That's a wrap on all the updates. It's a particularly big few weeks, so thank you for letting me share that. I do want to get into honesty and today's topic and what we're really going to be sort of looking at and unpacking. So if you would with me right now, because I certainly feel a need to myself, and this is a good opportunity to just invite ourselves to come home. So bringing a hand to your heart, or both, one if you're driving, not both, just allow yourself here to drop in, just connecting with your beautiful heart, holding your heart with your hand, with your love, with your energy. Just connecting. See if you can notice your heartbeat. Breathing into this aliveness. And just paying attention, witnessing, seeing if you can. Are you able? And if you aren't, that's okay, because that's very often the case in intro workshops and when I begin, or when I have new people beginning HeartRise meditation. A lot of the beginners groups or people who are new to it initially can sometimes find that challenging. So just paying attention to whether you can actually feel for and connect with your heartbeat, the very rhythm of your being. What a beautiful space to come home to. And just gifting yourself this moment. Breathe here. Just letting go. And just allowing yourself to soften into this heart space, this loving space within you, where all of your greatest wisdom lives. And this is the spirit of what I want to share today, what I feel very called to. You know, honesty is a crazy powerful way to show up in our lives. And what I've seen and what I've known and even experienced personally is that we're not really taught to be honest. You know, we're taught ways in which to show up. But typically what my experience has shown and what I've seen in so many other lives as well is that by being taught how to show up, often it's out of integrity or out of alignment with what's honest or true for ourselves. And as such, there's this disconnect, there's this challenge between being true and honoring what's honest, who we really are, and the way we're expected to show up in life. And what I'd like to begin with and to open the space up around is, what might it look like to really give ourselves permission to be more honest, to breathe more from an honest space, to honor our heart song, our truest expression, to communicate from a place and a space within that is authentic, that is natural. So much of the time I see that we're not even capable of knowing what that is because we've lost touch. So that's my invitation as a starting point, is really to begin looking at just noticing in your life, do you feel you're able to really connect with what's true for you, with what really feels honest? Like when you're sharing, when you're communicating, are you able to really connect with a space within yourself that's coming from that authentic place, that natural place, that real place? Or are you more coming from an automated place or an expectation place or a should place? When you're delivering, when you're conversing, when you're communicating, where is it coming from? So that's a starting point and an invitation, which I love to offer here in this space. It's always about really take what resonates, feel into it, leave the rest. I love to make suggestions. I love to invite. And there's never any should. We all know what's true for us. And that's one of the great calls when we connect with honesty is that we actually all know when we're being honest. And one of the reasons I'm so passionate about this work with the heart is that it's the greatest compass. It's a moral compass. It's a truth source. And when we connect with it, it's incredible what we're capable of. Because when we're coming from that honest place, we can actually be supported. It's felt. It's known. We activate this innate energy within ourselves that can move us. You know how when you're doing something that's out of integrity, there's a resistance, we feel it. Again, and I've done actually recently a show around resistance and how it's always an invitation to go deeper, to take some action, to look at what's there. Well, in this spirit, when we're being dishonest in our actions or in our conversation or expression, whatever that may be, pay attention to if it's easy and if it's fluid. And if it is, then maybe it's something you've practiced being dishonest about for a long time that you've checked out, that your heart isn't in the mix anymore. So these are, again, all opportunities to just connect in. Now, I'm going to say a big sweeping statement about honesty, and I really feel this is deeply important that we know and that we remember, because we do know this intuitively, internally, is that until we get honest about our pain, we cannot get honest about our healing. And I'll say that again because it's so important to remember. Until we get honest about our pain, we cannot get honest about our healing. And this is such important consideration. And from that consideration, it's super important that we then look at, well, what does action look like around that? When we're being genuinely honest, when we're honestly acknowledging what's going on inside, when we're feeling what's there, when we feel it, we can heal it. But we must get to that feeling space within. One of the very things that Heart Rise is all about, for any of you who are new to this practice, or to even learning about it, or if you're tuning in for the first time, Heart Rise, Rise literally stands for Radiant Integral Soul Energy. It's an energy that moves through the heart. And unless we're connected to and open to receiving it and allowing it to flow through, we're not plugged in. We're completely shut down. And it's a lot easier to be dishonest when we're shut down from our truth, from that flow, that innate connectedness to who we are, that rhythm, that very rhythm of our being. So beginning with this idea that honesty is really getting honest to start about our feelings, which is uncomfortable for most. I know, I work with CEOs. I mean, I do workshops with groups of men and, you know, who typically are not super comfortable talking about their feelings. Let's get honest here, right? That's what we're doing. And why is it that it's so uncomfortable? Because we've been so conditioned out of listening to them and honoring them. Well, let me tell you, it is actually the most comfortable, liberating way to live, to get honest about those feelings, to feel into them, to let them be felt, because they only cage us, they only shut us down, they only entrap us when we're not letting them be felt, be known, be honored. So there's a profound healing that happens when we feel through. And the idea that honesty is an incredible path and ultimately the door to freedom is this very feeling our way through so that we can free into this flow, which is the very spirit of Heart Rise and all that I teach and all that I've come to know through doing my own deep work. I really don't come from a place of wearing any guru hat, and I don't really believe any of us are. I believe that we're all our own innate gurus. We all have our own innate wisdom within. And when we can connect with that, when we can get really honest and real with ourselves and true to ourselves, that's when the magic starts to happen. That's when we can start to attract into our lives the experiences, the relationships, the jobs, the abundance, all of that flow that we're ultimately here to create with, to live with, to breathe with, to experience. That abundance is our very nature. It's who we are, yet we shut down. We literally trap so much inside that we block that flow. So what I'd like to suggest is, where in your life might you consider feeling a little more into something that wants to be felt, so that you can feel it and release it and open to some of that flow that is this very aliveness, this very honesty, this very being true, this honest energy, if you will, that will allow for you to have the kind of freedom that you long for, that we all long for. We all long to be free. And yet we get so busy, which in a sense is a form of being disingenuous. I wouldn't necessarily say literally being dishonest, but at some level it is being dishonest with ourselves, because we're so busy, we're not giving ourselves the space to come home inside. So on some subtle, unconscious level, there is a dishonesty there with ourselves when we're keeping ourselves so busy that we're not allowing ourselves to come home within to our truth. One of the pieces I want to offer you is to really invite this spirit of inquiry into the reflections that you may have. And I always love to suggest, you know, get your writing on. You know, that's such a powerful way. For any of you who tuned in, I did a show with Julia Cameron, one of my faves, in January, and I've had her on before where she sang. She's an absolute doll. We just have such a great time on the show together and love dancing with her in conversation on the air. And one of the things that she suggests, which I'm a huge fan and advocate of, are these morning pages, and I propose it in a lot of the workshops and work that I do as well, where we, in the morning, first thing, just allow whatever needs to be released to come out, to just empty that, because it can make more space and create more space to connect in more deeply. And what I'll say to that, in a, you know, as another sort of place where you can engage with this, is to look at what is it, kind of asking yourself, where am I not being fully honest? Where am I wanting to feel more that I'm not letting myself? So that's a good place to begin, and you can just get into the writing around that. And if you're having resistance to even writing, well, that's a great place to begin. What am I resisting? Why am I not able to write here? Why am I so blocked? Why am I so stuck? Get into the inquiry. Get honest with the inquiry. Check out the show on resistance too, because we dove in deeper on that as well. Getting into the question and not the answers invites the honesty. Because what happens is, when we've got all the answers, chances are they've been programmed, whether it's from our old thinking patterns, programming, conditioning, things we've picked up from outside, or often they're judgments or fears. And when it's not a fresh, inspired idea that's authentic and true to the moment, chances are it's got a little stink on it. There's something there that's not fully real. If you catch yourself saying the same thing all over and over and over again, chances are you're sort of practiced in the script, and there's a call to get a little deeper, a little more honest, a little more true. It's not to say that you don't want to have those guideposts. We need the structure in our lives for the flow to dance. And yet, it's super important that we give room for the flow to breathe. And so often we get so caught up in that automated structural way of being and showing up and reasoning and logic and literally programmed, automated, that there's no freedom in that. And no wonder we struggle and we suffer, and then we reach for you fill in the blank to feel better, because we're not letting the feelings breathe in the first place. What a concept. So my real invitation here is to just offer yourself some space to come home to some of what those feelings are trying to tell you. And that's a good inquiry. What is this feeling trying to tell me? What am I being called to listen to and learn here? Just getting into that is incredibly empowering and will activate your heart's wisdom. It will really drop you in. So a deep invitation around that is to just really come home to the inquiry, a big starting place for the honesty. for that doorway to swing open, for you to kind of challenge the ego a little, some of those stuck ideas. If you're resisting what I'm saying here, get into the question. Drop into your heart. Have a little feel. Have a little listen. Honesty opens the door to freedom. This has been my own personal experience, and it's been the experience that I've seen for so many of the beautiful hearts and souls I've worked with across the world. I mean, I have really had the pleasure of working with people far and wide, and I don't just say that lightly. I mean that. I'm so fortunate right now, and this is a shout-out to my dear Anna, who's in China, who I'm working with closely right now, who's involved in some amazing projects. I have clients that I work with individually, and I do a lot of group work that happens as well in different parts of the world. And a lot of it is virtual, and a lot of it is through the travel and the workshops, and a lot of it is just through the groups that I get to connect with in the various cities. But I work with so many different quote-unquote kinds of people, and when I say that, ultimately I mean that from different backgrounds and different environments. And what I've come to know is that this heart of who we are lives within each and every one of us. And when we get honest, we get to connect, we get to come home, and that's where freedom breathes. It's not some outside thing. Freedom isn't something we're going to get to or find or discover. It is indeed something that's an internal journey. And we all have access to it, whatever the circumstances may be. I mean, Nelson Mandela was such a pioneer of that way of thinking and being and showing up. And to pay attention to where in our lives are we being called to be more honest that we can experience more freedom, because honesty will liberate that for you. If you're hiding out in an area of your life, there's this great expression, we're as sick as our secrets, and that is very true. So another good invitation for you is just to pay attention to where are you maybe not being honest, or where are you holding a secret? Where have you been holding a secret for a long time? And to get really real, share that with someone you love. Share that with yourself to begin with by writing, by expressing. We are all suffering on some level, and the more we get to share that and be honest about that, the more we get to connect and harness that heart energy and that superpower, that aliveness, that energetic presence that we all have. Yet we shut down, we dim down. It's incredible when we live and breathe and feel into that, how much it can give us. And I'll share this one little anecdote from, it was just yesterday, or it was 2 days ago, the other day. I was in line getting groceries. Often lines are the best opportunity to practice all of these wonderful ways of showing up in life. As is any relational sort of space where there's a challenge or a struggle or an obstacle of some kind. Now, this is a small example, but you can sort of see metaphorically how it can play out. There's a guy in line. There's a great song on the radio, and I'll finish with this. He's jamming out. Everyone around him is uncomfortable but feeling it and wanting to kind of jam with him. All it took was me to smile at the cashier. He could feel me smiling, gave permission to everyone else in the line to start getting their jam on, and even one other person started singing. It was just, it created this jovial spirit because I was able to be honest in my own heart, connect with the honesty in the heart of the cash, of the woman at the cash, and he was being a literal honest expression of his own heart by singing it out. So my invitation to you as we wrap here is, where can you be more honest in your life? Where can you feel into what you've been holding so that you can liberate and free those places inside that are longing to flow, where that freedom is the realest, the truest, the most authentic expression of you? Because that's what this is all about. That's where the fire comes alive. That's where the passion lives. That's the truth of who you are. So I am so grateful to be with you today. I will catch you next week. I've got so much in store, and we've got an incredible year ahead. I look forward to seeing you and sharing with you in all of the Myriad spaces, virtually and in person, on the web. Come say hello. Come connect and know how loved you are. I'm so grateful.